Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Developers are set to break ground on a $275 million casino in Cedar Rapids this morning. That's after Iowa's Racing and Gaming Commission voted 4-1 on Thursday to grant Linn County a gaming license. Cedar Rapids Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell cheered the decision after the vote.
This has been a mountain to climb since the very beginning. To say that we were a long shot is an understatement. You know, I have said from the very beginning this was David versus Goliath, and by God, the story ended the same way. Let's hear it for David today.
A proposed moratorium on new casino licenses failed in the state earlier this week. The casino is expected to open by 2027. A federal court is once again weighing whether Iowa can prohibit teaching topics related to gender identity and sexual orientation in kindergarten through sixth grade. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Cheng has more on Thursday's hearing.
Schools in Iowa are currently banned from instruction on LGBTQ topics after an appeals court lifted an injunction on the law last summer. A lawsuit from Iowa Safe Schools claims that the law is too vague. One school banned their Gender Sex Alliance Club. Assistant Solicitor General William Edmondson says the law only applies to mandatory curriculum, not extracurriculars like GSAs. Lambda legal attorney Nathan Maxwell says the state could have clarified that at any time, but didn't until the lawsuit.
One, the state's position as stated in litigation is not binding law. And two, it's not clear which of those positions the schools would be okay to rely on.
Opponents against the law say educators are still confused about how far the law goes and are scared to say anything that could cost them their license. I'm Lucia Cheng, IPR News.
Illinois lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they're disappointed to see the state named in a lawsuit over its law limiting cooperation with immigration authorities. The U.S. Department of Justice is arguing Illinois' Trust Act, among other policies, are, quote, further exacerbating this national crisis, end quote. Democratic State Senator Omar Aquino helped pass the Trust Act in 2017.
Our resources shouldn't be going towards assisting the federal government in doing the work that they should be doing.
Meanwhile, Senate GOP leader John Curran is pushing a bill that would repeal the Trust Act.
If we act, this lawsuit becomes moot, and there's no reason for the court to deal with it.
In a statement, State Attorney General Kwame Raoul says that his office will, quote, vigorously defend the law in court. Meanwhile, the Winnesheek County Sheriff in northeast Iowa says that his department will not be helping Immigration and Customs Enforcement detain residents. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer has details.
In a statement released on social media Monday, Winnesheek County Sheriff Dan Marks wrote that he was concerned about the constitutionality of ICE's actions in his county. He said, quote, if their actions or paperwork are not within constitutional parameters, then we will make every effort to block, interfere, and interrupt their actions from moving forward, end quote. Sheriff Marks justified his department's position by claiming that federal agencies issue detainers only when they don't have enough information on an individual or haven't taken the time to pursue a proper warrant, which he argues is a constitutional violation. In response, Governor Kim Reynolds has released a statement saying Marks's actions would violate state law and has threatened to withdraw state funds if the department does not comply. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
The Quad City Storm lost to the Peoria Rivermen 3-2 in downtown Moline yesterday. The Storm are facing off against the Birmingham Bulls tonight at the Vibrant Arena. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.